这是石家庄市2019-2020学年度第二学期高一英语期末试题听力部分。该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有两分钟的时间将你的答案转图到客观题答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting.
试音到此结束，听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 B 项，并将其画在试卷上。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Where's Jack? What time did you ask him to get here?
7:30. I sent him a text message this afternoon, and it's 7:40 now. I hope he's not too late.
But the match starts in 5 minutes.
。Excuse me.Can you tell me the way to the post office?
Yes, you're nearly there, actually. Can you see the big town square ahead of you? Walk a little further and you'll see a bank. The post office is across from it. It's beside a hotel.
。Where are you off to, Gemma?
Going to the library. Look, I just took out too many books. I've read a few of them, but there are some I didn't even start. I've got lots of homework now, so I haven't got time to read them. 。I'm looking for a table for my kitchen.
There are some small round ones there.
I think I'd prefer that small square one.
This sounds really interesting. This film, The King of Masks.
I haven't heard of it.
In the film,An old Chinese performer teaches a young girl about the art of face changing. The girl creates her newfound skills and brings them into play.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题， 从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hello, Mr. Clayton. How are you feeling?
I've been better.
Your left leg was hurt in a motorcycle accident, right? I do have some good news for you, though. Your x-rays show that you have no broken bones. I'll deal with it soon, and then you can go home.
Well, I guess that's good.
Hello, Mr. Clayton. How are you feeling?
I've been better.
Your left leg was hurt in a motorcycle accident, right?I do have some good news for you, though. Your x-rays show that you have no broken bones. I'll deal with it soon, and then you can go home.
Well, I guess that's good.
Listen to the next part of the dialogue. Answer the 8 to 10 questions.现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Wow, Lauren, I love your bedroom. It's so cool. Where did you get that chair?
My grandfather gave it to me.He didn't want it anymore.
Did he give you the sofa, too?
No, that was a birthday present from my dad.
A chair and a sofa in your bedroom. You're so lucky. My room's just big enough for a bed.
I know, but you're lucky because you have brothers and a sister.
Lucky? I'm not so sure. These curtains are great. They make the room really warm and comfortable. Were they a present?
Yes, my mom bought them for me, but I chose them. Did you see the computer desk over there?
Yes, of course. It's the best thing in your room.
That's because you gave it to me.
Wow, Lauren, I love your bedroom. It's so cool. Where did you get that chair?
My grandfather gave it to me. He didn't want it anymore.
Did he give you the sofa, too?
No, that was a birthday present from my dad.
A chair and a sofa in your bedroom. You're so lucky. My room's just big enough for a bed.
I know, but you're lucky because you have brothers and a sister.
Lucky? I'm not so sure. These curtains are great. They make the room really warm and comfortable. Were they a present?
Yes, my mom bought them for me, but I chose them.Did you see the computer desk over there?
Yes, of course. It's the best thing in your room.
That's because you gave it to me.
听下面一段对话，回答第11至第13三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Here we are.Let me look at the list. Well, our grandmother needs a new radio.
She wants one she can listen to while she is walking in the park.
But I don't think you should buy the really cheap one.
You mean this red one? $25 is a very good price.
Ah, that's true. But I believe they give a very bad sound quality.
You're right.
Well, I really hate this black one. You have to put the small earphones into your ears.
Here's one with big earphones you put over your ears.
Ooh, I like its size. And brown is Grandma's favorite color. But it's expensive.
It's only $15 more than the red one. Take it.
Okay.
Here we are. Let me look at the list. Well, our grandmother needs a new radio.
She wants one she can listen to while she is walking in the park.
But I don't think you should buy the really cheap one.
You mean this red one? $25 is a very good price.
Ah, that's true. But I believe they give a very bad sound quality.
You're right. Well, I really hate this black one. You have to put the small earphones into your ears.
Here's one with big earphones you put over your ears.
Ooh, I like its size. And brown is Grandma's favorite color. But it's expensive.
It's only $15 more than the red one. Take it.
Okay.
听下面一段对话，回答第十四至第十七四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
So, what do you think about the picture here? Is it nature walks?
Yes, in the forest.
So, how about going there this weekend?
Oh, I'm not sure about that. There are only trees and birds in the woods near here. It's not new or interesting.
Okay, this picture shows a science museum. We can see something like ancient animal bones.
I don't think we'd learn enough about nature in our everyday lives if we went there, do you?
Maybe not. I think we should go to the zoo. I love the zoo.
So do I. But I've been there lots of times. I think we should do something different. Like in this picture here. They're gardening, growing their own vegetables, I think.
That's a good idea. It would be exciting watching them grow and then being able to eat them.
Yes. Visiting the farm and gardening would be the most relaxing ways to learn more about nature.
So, what do you think about the picture here? Is it nature walks?
Yes, in the forest.
So, how about going there this weekend?
Oh, I'm not sure about that. There are only trees and birds in the woods near here. It's not new or interesting.
Okay, this picture shows a science museum. We can see something like ancient animal bones.
I don't think we'd learn enough about nature in our everyday lives if we went there, do you?
Maybe not. I think we should go to the zoo. I love the zoo.
So do I. But I've been there lots of times. I think we should do something different. Like in this picture here. They're gardening, growing their own vegetables, I think.
That's a good idea. It would be exciting watching them grow and then being able to eat them.
Yes. Visiting the farm and gardening would be the most relaxing ways to learn more about nature.
听下面一段独白，回答第十八至第二十三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Fraser and Peter are two 14-year-old boys. They have always been friends. Like all other friends, they enjoy going swimming in their spare time. But recently, they've spent every weekend in Peter's room working on his computer. This isn't because they have a lot of homework. In fact, they have made a new computer word game. The idea for the game came from Fraser's little brother, Kevin, who had problems with his reading. Kevin learns words more easily by seeing pictures and hearing information than he does by reading. Fraser wanted to help his brother. Fraser and Peter worked together for 200 hours to make a computer game, and now it's ready to use. It's a speaking and picture game. For example, if you look at the word hat, there's a drawing of a hat next to it, and you can hear Peter saying, "Hat, hat," at the same time. Kevin has learned a lot of words by the computer game, and although it isn't on sale around the country, many students show great interest in it. Fraser and Peter are two 14-year-old boys. They have always been friends. Like all other friends, they enjoy going swimming in their spare time. But recently, they've spent every weekend in Peter's room working on his computer. This isn't because they have a lot of homework. In fact, they have made a new computer word game. The idea for the game came from Fraser's little brother, Kevin, who had problems with his reading. Kevin learns words more easily by seeing pictures and hearing information than he does by reading. Fraser wanted to help his brother. Fraser and Peter worked together for 200 hours to make a computer game, and now it's ready to use. It's a speaking and picture game. For example, if you look at the word hat, there's a drawing of a hat next to it, and you can hear Peter saying, "Hat, hat," at the same time. Kevin has learned a lot of words by the computer game, and although it isn't on sale around the country, many students show great interest in it.
第二节到此结束。现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到客观题答题卡上。
听力部分到此结束。